Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
Chicago police could impose last-minute snap curfews under a new city council proposal. Alderman Brian Hopkins negotiated this at the city council meeting yesterday. And are you happy with the compromise, Alderman?
Yeah, I am, actually. I think it's an improvement. It's not typical when you have legislation that you are pushing, and as hard as I push this, and someone comes along and says, why don't you try this instead? That you actually embrace the idea and acknowledge that it's a superior alternative. That's the case here. I initially proposed this only for the downtown area because that's the area that I represent, and I didn't want to presume, to impose this on other communities that are not part of my ward. But then leaders of those communities came to me and said, why are you only doing this downtown? We have this problem too, and we need something to help us when these teen trends break out in our neighborhood. So this amended version is citywide. It includes the entire city. Anywhere this type of activity happens, this temporary curfew can be applied. The police can invoke it based on the situation developing on the ground, use it when it's needed, and then after the situation has been resolved, the curfew then becomes dormant until the next time it's needed. So it's a flexible tool. It's a citywide tool. It's a tool that the police are already trained in how to use, and this is going to work. This is definitely going to be something that can prevent and reduce the number of teen trend incidents that we're seeing.
So this is instead of what would have been an 8 p.m. downtown area curfew for unaccompanied minors. That's what you originally were pushing, weren't you?
Yes, that was the original plan. And that's also, in hindsight, a loophole in my original plan. What if the teen trend starts at 5 o'clock, right? And that was something we just looked at last week. They tried to organize one by the Bean in Millennium Park at 5 p.m. Well, even if I had passed my curfew amendment, we would still be waiting 3 hours before I could use it from 5 to 8. So that doesn't make a lot of sense, And I had to have some start time in there when I drafted it originally, but now with this new flexible plan, the police commander of the affected district can declare the need for a curfew based on these types of incidents anytime it happens, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, 3 o'clock in the morning. So it's driven by the reality of what's actually happening on the ground.
Last week, a heavy police presence stopped a teen takeover that was planned for Millennium Park. They had another mass gathering in Hyde Park a few hours later. So if your original plan was in place, that wouldn't have worked because you would have had issues in Hyde Park. So a citywide curfew that is in effect only when you need it does seem to make sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. That's a good example. When we actually did successfully stop the teen takeover happening in Millennium Park, and the police have now since told us that a certain number of the teens who showed up and left did wind up going down to Hyde Park, and there was some arrests down there. There was some fights. There was some retail theft. That wasn't one of the worst teen takeovers we've seen, but it wasn't completely innocent either. There was some problems that happened down there. So again, the point being that this type of activity is not limited to downtown, and that's actually one of the criticisms that the mayor initially leveled at my idea that I have to acknowledge is valid when he said, you're not necessarily solving the problem, you're just moving the problem. You're moving it to other neighborhoods, and that's not fair to them. So, okay, point taken, and I amended my ordinance and immediately got support. I now have 32 co-sponsors for this ordinance. You only need 26 votes to pass it. So I think we're on the right track here. We will have a hearing in my committee, the Public Safety Committee, which I chair, and I fully expect this to pass and wind up on the mayor's desk for his signature.
The mayor said a deeper vetting is needed before he can sign on to the snap curfew measure. What does he mean by that? Do you know?
I'm not sure. We'll have to see if there's further suggestions for additional changes. I'm certainly open to it. You know, you have to be somewhat willing to negotiate and compromise in a situation like this. As I said, I have a sufficient number of votes to pass this as is, but, you know, he is still the mayor, and, you know, he commands the police department. The superintendent of police answers directly to him, not me. You know, I'm part of the legislative branch, not the executive. So I have to acknowledge that, and if you know, he's going to bring in some police experts that possibly have some suggestions about how this could be implemented. You know, we've got the lawyers who are looking at it right now. The ACLU has already said that they think it's unconstitutional, which, you know, the lawyers that I talk to tell me they're flat out wrong. It's perfectly constitutional, but we're going to have that argument too. So there's still some more work to be done and some further discussions that need to be had. And I'm open to any practical changes that still get us where we need to be, you know, without undermining the purpose of this legislation.
I know Superintendent Snelling had said about your original proposal that he was concerned didn't have enough manpower, and if you start diverting police to one area, then the neighborhoods could suffer. Is he on board with this compromise, Alderman?
Well, he's completely correct in what you just said. We're still short 1,500 police officers. And in the last incident we had in Streeterville three Fridays ago, we had to import police resources from neighboring districts, and that left those neighboring districts short of manpower. So, you know, it's a game of whack-a-mole. You know, there's only so many pieces to move around the chessboard right now, and that is a problem. The superintendent is exactly right. But that's not his problem to solve. That's our problem. And we're going to have this debate in next year's budget. You know, I supported hiring additional police officers last year. The mayor disagreed with that and decided we should hire detectives rather than patrol officers. We need patrol officers. We're at least 1,500 short, probably closer to 2,000 at this point. And there's just no way to work around that. That doesn't have a negative impact on the police resources that are out there at any given time.
Meanwhile, you have a forecast of 80 degrees tomorrow on a Friday warm night. This will be a test of what's coming, won't it?
Yeah, it will. You know, we've seen these incidents for the first time. You know, the season typically they start in April. This year, we had two incidents in March, both of them involving gunfire. That's never happened before. It's never happened that early. So we are bracing ourselves for that first warm weekend with temperatures in the 80s. We know it's coming, and we know it's going to happen. So we'll see how prepared we actually are. It'll be our first real test.
We appreciate you staying on top of it. We will stay on top of the story. Second Ward Alderman Brian Hopkins, I'm encouraged by the fact that the mayor referred to you as someone who is bright with his heart in the right place. That sounds promising, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's what you want to have when you're sitting down at the table to compromise, at least an expression of good faith to start.
Good luck, and thanks for being with us this morning, Alderman. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Bob. Have a good day.